Blog Talk Radio.
Meet the eye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Jay from the Network of Christian Psychics, and we're here again tonight, another wonderful Sunday night, although it's pour raining here in North Carolina, but we're here, and I'm honored to have two lovely co-hosts. Tonight, Susie B. is going to join us, and I think she's on the line right now. Susie B., are you there?
I'm here.
And we have the lovely Ellen, and Ellen, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yay. So everybody's here. How was everybody doing?
Good, good.
I know you're getting rain, right, Susie? Are you getting rain, Ellen?
Oh, we need Noah's Ark.
Oh, we
now.
Had rain.
Oh, you
for a whole week we had rain.
Yes, we need Noah's Ark. But you know what? I don't complain about it because there are times when we go so dry that our lake, which is our water supply, is so low that I just can't even, I can't complain about the weather at all, except for if it gets too hot. That's when I start complaining.
The rain has been really great for the growing of everything around here, and I literally watched my trees grow 1 foot already this summer. Can you imagine a foot already and it's only May?
That is a lot.
I need to ask you guys, have you heard about the new lost underwater city that they found off of the Mediterranean?
No.
In documentation, written documentation, there's been this city. It's called Herculean, I think. It's very close to Hercules, but I think it's called Herculean. And it was referenced in a lot of texts, but there's never been any artifacts. And I believe a French diving archaeologist team has found it. And
wow.
Yes, there's going to be a special on TV somewhere around May 16th. I guess some of the artifacts were absolutely amazing. And so that might be something that if you're interested in history to check out for our listeners.
Right.
And it's, to me, it might be like I've heard that we're going to find Atlantis, but I don't believe this is it.
Hmm. I'm wondering if they're ever going to find the city of Troy, because they said they never found it. They thought they might have found it somewhere on the coast of Turkey, but they never really found Troy either.
Yeah, well, I think those things are going to start to be surfacing, is what my understanding is.
Hmm.
So another cool thing is I got a really great channeling. It was to me, but it does apply to everybody. So maybe later on during the show, I'll read the channeling that I got. So are you guys ready for to take our first caller?
Yes, I am.
Certainly.
Okay, cool. And I just want everybody to know, if you're in the queue and you want a reading, you have to raise your hand. And so the first caller I'm going to take is 612. So let's see who this is.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Jordana. It's Jordana.
Jordana, and where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from New York City.
Cool, and do you have a question for us?
I do. I really, really, truly do. I am kind of seeing this guy. Do you need his name?
It helps.
Okay, yeah, no, I mean, I can give you his name. His name is Brandon.
Okay.
And things are going really well. I'm going to be in Chicago on Friday, like the 17th. And I have to drive back to L.A. because I'm getting a new car, and I just invited him to, like, fly out and do the drive with me, but he has to check at work. I'm wondering what you guys see on whether or not he's going to end up being able to do that.
Okay. I'm going to go with Ellen first is where they're sending me.
I think he'll be able to go part of the way, but not the full thing.
Okay.
I don't know how he's going to do it, but I just think...
Right, yeah, I was just
going to
say he wouldn't be able to really do that just because we're driving all the way from Chicago. I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like he's going to have to meet you somewhere or pick you up in a certain way. I don't know if he's making the full trip with you as far as that goes.
Okay.
That's what I was feeling.
Okay, what do you get, Susie?
I'm getting a big yes. That he will be able to take that trip with you, Jordana. And I feel that it's going to be a very good trip for you. A more of a bonding is going to happen during this time.
Wow,
yes, I feel that it's going to be, you're going to have an inflow of abundance of the bonding. Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Yes, it would.
I'm getting similar to Susie that he is going to make it, but I'm also getting a caution sign, and it's going to say, they're saying, don't be too frivolous. You know, I'm sure you know what your money situation is, but, just don't think, you know, be a little bit frugal, because I have a feeling that you're going to be spending some extra money that you're not thinking about.
I'm not really too worried about the whole money thing. Financially, I'm pretty successful.
It's still saying don't be too frivolous with your money.
Okay, no. I understand what you're saying. Like, don't just, like, go and waste, like, a ton of money all the time. Absolutely,
Right.
I try not to do that.
You may have to stay in a four and a half star hotel instead of a five star.
Okay. I think that we can do that.
The other thing I'm getting for you, Jordana, is that are you going through some sadness?
Did you say sadness?
Yes.
I think for me, yes, it's bittersweet for me because, you know, I'm moving out to L.A. permanently now, and I've been bi-coastal for a while, so I'm Italian, so I'm really close to my family. So I think that's my bittersweetness for me.
Okay. I feel like it's a time for healing for you, and I feel like you need to forgive yourself of something. I'm unsure what it is exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad I brought it up because I know it wasn't part of your question, and I just wanted to, I needed to bring it forward for you. Do you have any other questions?
I actually do. Well, when I'm in Chicago, I'm going to be shopping, and I've actually lost some weight since I've last seen Brandon. So I'm curious on what you guys think on what he's going to think when he sees me.
Okay. I'm going to go with Susie B for that to begin with.
Well, first thing I got was, wow, what happened to Jordana? That's what I got. The first thing I got, he's going to be really impressed.
Good.
That's
a good thing. Mm-hmm.
And what are you getting, Ellen?
I got the same thing, but my thing was more surprise. Really surprised.
And
that's the first
I got
thing I came
to. Yeah, I got a happy feeling. He's going to be happy. I think you're both going to be happy. And it is going to be a bonding trip. And, you know, I guess just try to release before you some of your sadness before, you know.
Before we go.
Yes. And the way that you do that is you just address it. I feel this. It served me. And now I release it. You know, that's the easiest way to get rid of that. And just let it go. Give it to God. You know, just put it in God's hands and it will clear up for you.
No, absolutely I will. I really appreciate that because that has been a struggle of mine when I decided to make the move out there.
Okay. It's the move's good. It's a time. It's going to be good healing for you. So
I think so too. It's going to be a new level of independence for me, I think, which will be really good.
And we're excited for you to follow up and let us know how everything goes.
I will. I'll call you after my trip. I'm really excited now for it, and I agree with you guys. I think it'll be a good level of bonding for us because I do think he's like the one, I guess, of you, or my soulmate, however you guys look at it. So I think it'll be good.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much for taking my call.
You're more than welcome, and please feel free to stay on the line and listen or call back next week if you have more questions.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
Okay,
Jordana, good luck and have a safe trip.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good week, guys.
Any last words, Ellen? Any last words, Ellen?
No, I just think Jordana's going to have a heck of a good bonding trip with her new man.
Okay.
I'm really excited for her. It's going to be great.
Okay. I'm going to put her on hold then. And that was great. I love to start out with a happy note on the show. And so as long as we're on that high note, let's go right on to the next caller. Does that sound good, everybody?
Sure.
Okay, great. The next caller we're going to take is 520 area code.
Oh.
Hi,
this is Lisa. Hi, it's Lisa. I'm calling you from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa. Is the weather good out there?
Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
I'm jealous.
Oh, good.
I'm jealous. Do you have a question for us?
Although I take some rain, too.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, we'll send you some. I got plenty to spare.
Yes, or choose a swimming pool. Choose a swimming pool.
The question that I have is about her. I started my own business, and I contracted to
Lisa,
film.
We're getting a little bit of wind.
How is that? Is that better?
That's better.
Oh, good. I am contracted to fulfill a deadline. I have to fulfill an obligation to an agency, and I have to do it within a matter of weeks. And so I'm searching for resources, and I'm trying to fulfill that obligation. It's teaching a class. Do you see me being able to pull that through?
I do. I feel like events are moving fast, and I feel like the delays are over, and you do need to apply yourself, but I really feel like you're going to pull it off. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening all at once, but, you know, just take things one thing at a time, and you will be surprised very quickly. You will get through all the little things that you feel are interfering.
Great.
And then I'm going to, I'll pass you on to Ellen, because Ellen, you know, got the same thing I did right away. So I'll let her
Yeah,
go.
I did. I think the issue here is that you're going to complete your, you're going to complete your goal. But you seem like you get really frazzled by stops. Like something stops, it's you don't always take the time to examine it. You just kind of go, okay, I've stopped.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes the stops are not negative. They're just trying to direct you to see the whole picture. So when you get stopped, so to speak, look at everything. But you are going to complete it, just like Jay said. That's the first thing I got when you said something. So, but don't
okay.
take that as a negative.
Okay. Because
well,
I know
you.
There.
Oh, go
thank
ahead.
You.
I'm sorry, Lisa. Go ahead.
No, there's just a lot of changes. A lot of changes, and
right.
So I'm trying to roll with it.
Lisa, can I ask you what your birthday is? To just the month.
It's September.
September what?
20th.
Well, that kind of explains it. you're teetering on the Libra cusp, and you're sort of like always trying to balance things. And as an air sign, or also the other sign, you just get stymied too quickly. But the whole thing is just to, like I said, look at the whole picture. Examine everything before you get frustrated or upset. Because sometimes it's just God's way of saying, wait a minute, you forgot something.
You know, that's true.
It's kind of like what I said. A lot of things are happening all at once. But I think if you, like, put it in a stack, one thing at a time, you'll be able to sift through it a lot faster than you think. Thank you, Ellen. That was very insightful. Susie B., are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
What I've got for you, Lisa, is that it's like a piece of pie, and you have to deal with one slice at a time. And when you look at the whole big picture, it becomes overwhelming. But if you focus on breaking things down, it'll be fine. I do feel that you're going to be very successful with it. And I also feel that a female is going to be able to help you.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that you're on your right path, too. So this business adventure is a good thing for you. So, you know, stick with it, definitely.
Well, thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm. Good luck to you.
Do you have any more questions?
It's just basically, I think you answered them all. I have financial obligations with this venture, and so I'm also looking at that, creating the resources for that as well.
I'm getting you're going to have the finances too. They're going to come through. I think what I want you to do is let go of some of that fear and just, you know, grab yourself by the seat of your pants and say, okay, let's do this. You know, and just do one thing at a time. And you'll be surprised. Like, you'll be able to eliminate, like, six things, actually four things immediately. And then and you'll feel like you're more on top of it. So really you really have to commit and start. And and I believe the finances will come through. And like Susie said, you're going to get some help.
Thank you very much.
No problem. And let us know if you have other questions, feel free to call in next week.
Thank you so much.
Any last words, Ellen?
Nope. Pretty much handled it.
I just want to wish you lots of success with it, Lisa. I'm sure that it's going to be great for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Yep, you have a good night. Bye-bye. Enjoy that sunshine.
Okay, thank you.
She's got that great weather. I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. It literally rained for 4 days here in a row.
For a week over where we are, from last Sunday to about Thursday, just torrential.
Well, we're getting the torrential rain tonight, and we've had it, like, all day. And, it's literally rained 4 days in a row, too. And I ended up mowing the lawn in between, you know, like a
rain
little
drop.
Break. So,
that's funny.
Okay.
So that was another great call. Okay, now I have a couple people in the queue, but you don't have your hands up. If you want to get a reading, you have to press number one.
Press one.
And then you can get a reading. So I don't know. I won't click on those people like I usually do and go, oh, I didn't see that they didn't have their hands up. But Blog Talk's changed its format now, and instead of having a little hand, now they have a question mark, so you know they're asking a question.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, that's so much better than easy access to the show.
Well, my gosh. I know. The price, the compromises you have to make to be a radio star, right?
Yeah, really.
Like,
you know what I want to talk about if we have time?
Well, go right ahead. I'm listening.
I was reading something. It's called The Stir. It's on it's on Facebook, and it's also a regular blog. And it talks about a lot of times with children, talked by Cafe Mom. And they had this really interesting thing called Creepy Things That Kids Say. And what I think what it came down to is a lot of the younger kids, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, but they're really young. The parents were describing them seeing things in the house, and it's, you know, having memories of stuff that they couldn't possibly know that happened. And what's interesting about it is that everyone was freaking out. Most of the parents were just like going nuts about it. And if, you know, children often see what we can't. Now, I never had any trouble with that, doing what I do. But if people do have that issue, if kids are seeing things and they're uncomfortable, one thing I know, that we do is say the St. Michael's Prayer. You know, Jay, you've always had the Diamond Dome of Protection meditation to help keep things out. And I just want to encourage people to think more along those lines instead of just completely freaking out. Because a lot of these kids are getting shunned or ridiculed or, oh, don't talk to me about that. And it's kind of a shame.
Isn't it funny how, as parents, you know, it's so hard for, you know, because I was intuitive at 3. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was a big no-no. Like, they didn't want it. And
mm-hmm.
Instead, what you need to do is embrace the child as far as letting them know, you know, that I believe you, number one,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay. There's nothing to be fearful of because we're here at our house and we're not going to let bad things hurt you. And if it becomes a fearful situation for the child after you've, you know, talked to them about it, then I would proceed with, you know, trying to, you know, through prayer, have it leave. Or, like you said, teach them a technique of protection and how to call in Archangel Michael and have him
mm-hmm.
put warrior guards in the corner of each room and not allow anything in the room. You can do, there's so many techniques. You can do their violet screens of protection so that negative
mm-hmm.
energy can't come through a doorway or a window. So you put the negative screens up. You know, there's so many ways to protect from negative energy. But it's also, what we're going to find out is our kids are going to become more and more intuitive as the rainbow children come in. You know, and the rainbow children are going to be these awesome, loving beings, and they're going to bring so much light and love to our planet. It's really going to be quite amazing.
You know, what's interesting, though, is I can, you know, get rid of stuff myself. And I was at my friend's house, and her little boy, I tucked him in, and he's like, Miss Ellen, don't turn around. There's a scary lady behind you. And I'm like, great. So I turn around, and, yep, there was a scary lady behind me. Gave it a choice. It leaves or I knock it out. Drag out fight, St. Michael. Needless to say, we won that. But, you know, a lot of people just can't do that. That's why I want to encourage people. The St. Michael prayer is online in Latin and in English. It has the really long version that they close. I think they say that every day at the Vatican. And then a shorter version that works just as well, too. And it's
right.
really important that you really encourage to try to protect more than deny. Because
right.
it'll just get worse. And some of these stories I read, it's like, gosh, where do these people live? Do they need my help? I mean, some of them I was just like dumbfounded reading it. And they're like, yeah, we saw this, we saw that, we saw this scary lady turn from a dog to a red-eyed demon. And I'm like, what? I'm reading this. And they're like, yeah, and we're still living in the house. I'm like, whoa. You know, I was like totally shocked.
Yes, a lot of people use the hedge prayer of protection, which
mm-hmm.
is a standard Christian prayer that can, you know, be found on the web, too. That's pretty interesting how, you know, we're coming into a new paradigm, and, like, later on the show a little bit, I'm going to do that channeling that I did,
mm-hmm.
and it will bring forth information that is similar in nature that, you know, we're going to have to start being aware that, you know, things are changing. But what I'd like to do right now is I just would like to go on to our next caller, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure. Somebody had a question, Mark?
yeah, I got a couple of them. I just...
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll go with 111111. You're on the air.
Okay.
thanks for taking my call.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Trish and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Trish. How's the weather doing?
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I heard it was nice up north there. I was talking with some people earlier. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I'm currently interviewing for a couple different jobs, and I was wondering if you see any on the horizon.
Okay. I think we'll go with Susie B on that.
The very first thing I got was the second job that you're going to be considering is going to be the one that's going to be a success for you. I'm definitely getting that you're going to do well with it. Going to be your second choice, your second interview, the second one you find is going to be the number two.
Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get time frames or?
Yes, I could definitely give you that. Okay, I'm getting June.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so
I'm
right.
getting June, so you don't have too much longer.
No, sure. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
cool.
getting, that was great, Susie. I'm getting also that it's going to be a self-fulfilling job where your needs are actually going to be met. And if you stay there, you're going to have a choice is what I feel like. Like you're going to take it, and then you're going to be like, oh, no. But if you stay there, it's going to be like planting a seed. And once you're there, if you can just hold out after, you know, like the first 3 or 4 weeks is what I'm getting. Maybe it's 3 or 4 months. I'm getting 3, 4. Then the seed will actually germinate and the root will start and you're going to have a long-term position.
Okay.
And
so Go ahead.
No,
I was going to say I've actually been interviewing with someone who's supposed to get back to me this week, but I wouldn't start until June if it comes through. And the interesting thing from what you both just said was they've actually talked to me about 2 different positions.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel. There's something about the number two. It may
number two.
Even be the mm-hmm. second interview.
Exactly.
For this
That's
job.
Exactly what I was feeling, Susie. Second interview. Because
mm-hmm.
you were talking about, I heard the word two when you were talking. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
two. So there's a second choice, like Susie said, or then I got, well, maybe it's not really the second choice. Maybe it's just the second interview.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is helpful for
me. Well, it's very exciting. It's going to be very successful for you.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Go ahead.
They say you're ready for it.
I absolutely am. The interesting part about this is that it would require me to relocate. And 6 months ago, I wouldn't have considered that. And all of a sudden, I'm open to it, and I can't quite figure
mm-hmm.
out why, but I am.
Because you want a fresh start. You're just at the point right now where you've rooted, where you got stagnant, and now it's time for you to flow on. You know, just get a fresh start and a fresh move. And that's why this is coming through, because when you weren't considering moving, this was stagnant. It wasn't even happening. And then when you made that decision of, I need a new start, I need a new go, that's when things started flowing for you.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you. I really appreciate this, and I will call back in and let you know.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we're all wondering about what the two is.
Yep, we are.
Me, I'm one of them too. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're
thank you. Have a nice night. Okay, that was nice. Do you want to just go on to the next caller?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Didn't move. So I think the next caller is, I hope I did this right. 843, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm Kimberly from South Carolina.
Hi, Kimberly
from
South Carolina. Are you Myrtle Beach?
Yes.
Yes, we've talked before. How are you doing?
Yeah, we have. Good.
Good. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I'm just wondering about my finances, I guess, and how to increase them. I'm looking for another job in Georgia because I'm moving there. But not only the job, I'm just looking for other creative avenues. You know, like I like to write. I haven't had a lot of time to do that. I like to make jewelry, but I'm just saying, I mean, what else could I do?
Well, interestingly, Susie B. from Georgia, who was on the line and the psychic here, you know, we talked about several different kind of home adventures that make money, because I know a lot of people who do home stuff. One of my good friends, she makes homemade soap, and believe it or not, she has quite a business, a huge business. And with the homemade soap, what she does is, and it's really like, it's not that expensive to get started, number one. And what she does is she takes the bars of soap and she wraps them in pretty Christmas paper or wrapping paper, and then she puts like a mesh thing over it. She ties a little bow on it, and she charges $6.45 for, you know, it's a decent sized bar of soap.
Okay.
So what she does with that is she goes to private boutiques and she offers it. She goes to beauty salons and offers it, and she goes to and she does like a little yard thing out of her house, or, you know, she has like a, she sells more than soap. She does other crafts and stuff like that. So that's one thing that I told Susie about. Another thing is I have another friend who lives in Georgia, and she makes candy, and but she makes exotic candy. So, hers is slightly different. She makes like lollipops and, you know, I can't really say all the things that she makes, but they're quite interesting. And she makes them out of gummy, like she makes sour things. And she also sells, brings them to boutiques. She rents a shelf in a store. And she does a flea market. And through all three of those things, she brings in a substantial income. And that's all that she does is just do candy. So she makes, like, chocolate. She's got mold, you know, that she makes these exotic candies out of. And different colors, and she paints them and does things like that. So there's a second business. And then I'm going to pass it on so that I'm not taking up the whole show, but I'll pass it on to Susie B and see what she thinks since we've talked about
this. Actually, I have come up with this before, and I've read this before for you, Kimberly. I feel like you're going to – one of the big crazes right now is painting places where people can go and have parties and come to classes, and they paint canvases. And I feel that's you may not see yourself as creative, but I really feel that you are. You will be successful and very creative at it, teaching the techniques of painting in a class. And this is what people have been doing to relax and just have a little bit of fun. I feel like that I'm getting that message again for you. That's the first thing that I got. So I would look into that if I were you.
Okay.
It's a great way to earn extra money and a very fun way of doing, you know, just that. I went to one myself last week, and it was a lot of fun. And imagine making money doing something like that. You know, that's fun, it's easy, and, you know, and it's rewarding. So I would look into that if I were you.
Okay.
And you could probably advertise on Craigslist for free. And the other thing, though, Susie, with that painting thing, wasn't it a bottle, or they drink wine and they paint?
Yes, it's a BYOB. That's the one, the class that I went to. It doesn't necessarily have to be. And it could be a BYOB and snacks. You bring your own snacks. And it's really a lot of fun. And, you know, you could do kids' parties and things like that. You could be really creative with it in order to make some money for yourself, and a fun way to do it as well. So
yeah, everybody's so drunk. They...
It's no.
Okay. It's not about, you know.
It's not getting drunk. It's about relaxing.
I'm teasing. Chill.
Yes, it's relaxing and releasing, and just a very, very casual, comfortable, fun atmosphere. It really is. You know, that may. I want to say though that I'm not going to. I don't want to, you know, promote the BYOB part because, you know, you don't want to be liable for anything like that. And I just don't know in some states what the rules and laws are for that. But, you know, as far as liquor license and everything. But I do want to say that it really is a very fun thing. It's like one of those things that, you know, your 14-year-old daughter or son wants to have a party, and it's just unique, a unique way of having some kind of a fun celebration.
Okay.
That was great idea, Susie. Now I'll send you to Ellen.
Well, actually, at my house, we're an eBay family. We have... a lot of stuff going up on eBay, if you have anything like that. But I was just wondering, with like your jewelry making, a lot of, you know, preteens and stuff, they like to make the jewelry as like birthday parties. And a lot of times that's just good fun classes for women, or to get together and meet each other and hang out and make jewelry. And you seem creative enough, you could probably start your own eBay or Craigslist for the jewelry. Okay.
And my final suggestion, that was great, Ellen, thank you. My final suggestion is, if you have the space, I have another friend who makes a ton of money going to auctions, buying furniture, and then reselling it. And all they're doing is buying the furniture and marking it up. And then they're selling it either similar to what Ellen suggested on eBay, but they're doing it through garage selling, and they're doing it through Craigslist ads, where they're not spending a lot of money on advertising. So depending on your location and the traffic in front of your house, you could put, you know, a garage sale sign up. And if you have a barn or a garage that you could put some used stuff in, you could it's fun to go to auctions and bid on stuff. Just always remember that, you know, you have to resell it, so you have to you know, spend money wisely.
Okay.
So okay. I hope that's a bunch of ideas for you.
It sure was. Thank you.
Okay, have a great night.
You too.
You want to you know, if, do you have any other questions?
No, that was it.
Okay. If you ever have any more questions, feel free to call in and please stand the line and listen, because we're going to still have more of a show going.
Okay. Well, you know what? Can I ask one quick question?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. My son, we're moving. Well, you are moving to Georgia, and I just want to know, like, the best school system he needs to be in, like, is public or private?
Well, Kimberly, honestly, you have to kind of assess what he does and
okay.
see what the best place is. Because I have my cousin. He had all three of his kids in private school,
uh-huh.
and then one of them just did not like it. So he went to public school, and the other two are still in private school.
Okay.
I would definitely sit down, find out what your son's skills are and what would benefit him more.
Okay.
That's kind of hard to answer because kids are so all over the place, and they really, you gotta find out what, have you talked to his teachers and find out about his school, what kind of work he's doing, where he needs improvement, because, you know, public school may not be the best for him. Private school may not be the best for him, so you really have to make that judgment, especially if his private school costs you a lot of money.
Okay.
I would definitely see what his assessments say.
Okay.
Making that decision. And then decide, and where you live, too, would decide what kind of schools you have. Like, for example, my son's autistic. So wherever we moved, we had to find out the best district area that has the best support for autism. We just
okay.
couldn't move anywhere. So
okay.
that's kind of a line you have to think about.
Okay.
And I feel Ellen's right on, because I sent my children to private school, and their best friends were some teachers that taught in public school, and they actually pulled their children from the private school, because if your child has any kind of special needs, they just don't get the attention that they need in a private school, which you would think they would get more attention, but it's actually not true. There's more resources available, like they have resource rooms to help when they're deficient in math or whatever. So it's just like what Ellen said. You have to assess your child's skill level, and then
okay.
And like also what Ellen said about depending on the area, you may. Have to go either to a charter school or something like that. So it depends where you move in Georgia, I think. And Susie lives in Georgia, so she'd be able to give you a good idea on the school system.
Okay.
Actually, we have very, very good schools here in the Atlanta area. It depends on what part of the Atlanta area you're going to. But I always feel that the test of real life is in the public school system. So, you know, that's giving your child the real accurate picture of what it's going to be like out there for schools, for jobs and job training and stuff. So the message that I'm getting for you is also resources. Yes, public school systems have many, many resources. So I definitely agree with Reverend Jay and Ellen on that one. So I really do see public.
Okay.
But you might want to look into that.
Okay, I am. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you have a great night, Kimberly.
All right, have a great night, too. Thank you.
Yes.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's hard when you have to move, and schools play such an important role in our children's lives. It's, it absolutely is essential that you do what's best for your child, because, you know, they're dependent, their future is dependent on you as a parent to help them, you know, achieve the goals that they want, or they, you know, become independent. So we're almost at the 1 hour mark. I think what I'd like to do at this time, and, you know, let me, there's a caller in the queue, but I think we already talked to them, but their hand is up, so I'm unsure if we actually did talk to them. Let's do that first, because they've been on for 40 minutes, and everybody else has been on shorter for not very long. So let's do that, and if this is a repeat call, then I would like to do that channeling, and then we'll go on to other callers. So let's try 618. 618, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sandy from Illinois.
Oh, hi, Sandy. Did we talk to you already?
Not this evening, but we did months ago.
Oh, okay. No problem. It's just for some reason I thought that we already talked to you. So, great. So do you have a question for us, Sandy?
Well, when I called you a couple of months ago, I was having a problem dealing with the death of my sister, and everybody at the table felt such sadness and such despair over me, and I went and had a private reading, and I have been able to come to terms with this now, and I feel a whole lot better about it.
Great.
And I just wanted to let you know that I felt better.
Wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. You
yeah.
let go of some of the, you did some forgiveness, I guess, huh?
Well, there wasn't really forgiveness. I just had so many questions that I didn't have answers to, and I felt like that my sister, that when she left, I felt like she was angry with me, but when I walked in the room to talk to this woman, she told me, she said, "You brought someone with you." And I said, "Who?" And she said, "Well, she looks like an older woman, but she's not." And she said, "You used to sit on a porch swing when you were little girls, and you would just swing and swing and have a good time." And I knew it was my sister, and that she was with me.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. We love to hear that's some of the benefits of actually getting a private reading, because, you know, we can go into detail that is a lot more in depth than we can do on air, you know. And so, wow, I'm so glad that you have moved forward.
And you know, it was just so amazing. I drove like 15 or 20 miles to see this woman, and she told me, she said, she gave you a sign on the way up here. And I looked at her and I said, "Well, what was that sign?" And she said, "Didn't you see the deer?" And as we were going up, my husband pointed to a field, and there were about 15 deer standing in this field. And it was just awesome. It relieved such a heavy burden that I was carrying. And she told me that she was on the other side, and that she was happy, and that she didn't hurt. And I just felt better.
I'm absolutely happy for you. Is anything you want to say, Ellen?
No, I'm just really pleased that you're at peace now, knowing that she is, and knowing that she's not angry with you. But it sounds to me like you're getting, you know, I just want to tell you something, that people don't get over other people's deaths, but we kind of get used to them not being here.
Right.
But she's always around you anyway. You know, I mean, my mom's been gone for 15 years, and 2 weeks ago I picked up the phone to call her.
Right.
I just completely forgot.
You know, and I still have my moments that you know, I cry and I want her
mm-hmm.
here. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, I know it's something that I will never get over, but
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to get through it.
Exactly.
And,
that's all you can do until you join her.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a difference of getting through and over. So, but I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is facing some health issues, and do you see any kind of an outcome or?
Stomach issues?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, stomach. I'm feeling a lot of it. First thing I got was he needs to look at changing his diet a little bit.
Okay.
Stop eating all that rich food.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of stopping it up. I mean, and I think that with some really good health, like diet maintenance, and maybe some walking exercise, I think he'll be able to maintain just fine.
Okay.
It's just eating the wrong foods too much. And I know there's nothing wrong with eating certain foods. It's just that, speaking for myself, I can have a candy bar, but I end up eating 6 Twix bars. I love Twix bars. You can't be doing that anymore. We have to try to make, instead of calling it a diet, tell him it's a lifestyle choice.
Right.
He chooses to be healthy and out of pain, because what he's eating, even though it's not horrible, it's just that his system's just not digesting as well as it should.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I would look at it like that, maybe suggest that to him.
Okay.
Okay, thanks,
Alan. And for God's
sake,
cut out the coffee and the soda.
Oh, my goodness.
That has to go now.
Thank you, Alan, and we'll go to Susie now.
But Susie, sorry, sweetheart. One more question. He drinks a lot of soda, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Cut it. Okay, go ahead, Susie. Sorry.
What I'm getting for him is to switch to some tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. Yes, if he's a coffee drinker, or a soda drinker, especially, does he drink diet soda?
No.
Okay, good.
But we both drink a lot of coffee, and then he drinks soda, I drink tea, but, you know, we're both big coffee drinkers.
Yeah, I want to say that beverage of preference, I would switch to tea, and you'd be surprised, you will get used to it. And I really do feel that Alan is absolutely correct, that switching his diet is going to help him immensely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you very much, Susie. That was great. I am actually getting a feeling that he needs to go to the doctor, and I feel like it's important that he does that. And I don't usually say that. For some reason, I feel like something needs attention. And,
right.
We do have an appointment
with a specialist over in St. Louis.
Okay. I was feeling like it's good, because I feel like you need to do that right away. Not, you know, like tomorrow, but it needs attention.
Uh-huh.
And so, good. I'm glad that you're doing that. That makes me feel 1,000 times better. Because, you know, I was just getting a feeling that it might be a kind of medical issue that is going to need some kind of medication.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But even if he does, the clue here is definitely cut the sodas. And I don't mean, you know, diet sodas are just as bad as regular sodas. And when you look at your tea, green tea is very good. I personally like the Prince of Peace green tea. And the other tea is good. It's called Sleepy Time. It's by Celestial Teas.
Yes.
And that will definitely help. And he'll be dropping weight, too.
Okay.
You know that. He'll be like, because the sodas.
I have to also say that I couldn't switch. I drink tea, but I switched to Kool-Aid. So you might want to maybe incorporate Kool-Aid, because going from like the sweet of a soda to non-sweet is hard. So you might want to switch to like a Kool-Aid. And then, you know, just slowly cut out a little of the sugar more and more is how I did it.
Or how I did it was when we moved in, I found shot glasses. So what I did is I had a Coke, I was a Coca-Cola. I have to say Coca-Cola because I had Coke. People look at me funny. So what I did is I took the Coca-Cola and I filled up a shot glass when I got home from work. And just using the shot glass method, no more than three a day, that really started weaning me off, like Jay said. And then eventually, I don't even drink it. In fact, looking at it gets me sick at this point. And I used to go through 3 liters a week. That's how much I drink.
He probably goes through more than that.
Yeah. But I think between the doctor, seeing the doctor, and also changing, making a lifestyle choice, things will get better for both of you in that respect.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll be
surprised
how much
energy
you have. Go ahead, Susie Q.
Okay.
I was actually getting water.
Water, yeah.
And, of course, it's very important for him to get the medical attention, as Reverend Jay was saying. But I feel like that a change in diet is absolutely going to be very helpful.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted me and they said the last reverend that said go to Kool-Aid, they didn't last too long.
You can always, like I said, try the shot glass method. That helps too.
I actually like Kool-Aid. So, and I know
I'm a little slow. I just did get it. So,
sorry.
Oh,
well.
Dear.
Oh my God.
Yes. So we'll leave you on that note, and let us know how his health is, and. Our prayers, we'll say a special prayer for him tonight before we get, before we separate as the three readers.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay, yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
sorry, I'm still laughing.
No, it's funny because Kool-Aid comes in all different flavors.
Yeah, but cyanide's not one of them.
Reverend Jay.
Okay.
You know what? Everybody, honestly, there are so many people that just skip right over water, and our bodies are made up
of water.
And so it's just the natural thing to try to incorporate as much water as you could possibly get. In order to, for your own health and well-being, really.
Well, some people don't like the taste of water, but now they have those little things and packets you can flavor your water with. I personally don't get it, but water is water, but some people just don't like the flavor or lack of flavor. And that's why they have to use that powder stuff, right? I don't know. I never used it. My sitter does for my boy. She does.
This kind of leads perfectly into my channeling that I want to share. It's a channeling. It's not actually a meditation. And one of the things that afterwards, after I went back and I channeled a little bit more, but I didn't include it, was it was about water. And actually now we are supposed to increase our water intake, and this just is goes 100% against my grain, is to 10 glasses of water a day, because I'm a water person, so it's really hard for me to drink water. And, you know, I thought, well, I'm up to like 4 glasses of water, and I think, wow, you know, if I was drinking 10 glasses of water, I have to be in the bathroom all day.
Well, know, actually, that's where I am most of the time, because at work, my friend and I, you know those sports drinks that are like a pint or whatever? I tried to drink as much as she did, and I found out by the end of the day I only drank like maybe 5, because I can go with all day without drinking anything, and I'm trying not to do that, and it's like I had to play this drinking game. Every time I finished an account, I took a swing of water. I mean, I had to do that, because even now I'm home, I just don't drink as much as I eat. I mean, I could go through a whole day and barely drink a glass of anything.
Right.
And I'm trying to change that. But, I'm drinking my lemonade.
Yeah, and that's another drink that I like a little bit. But it's a little acidy for me. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do this. Channeling, and so and then we'll take some more callers right afterwards. We're going to get to everybody on the line. Please be patient. This is only going to take like 2 minutes, but I feel like it's something I want to share with everybody, because it's relevant to everybody. So here I go, and it goes, greetings, I am Melchizedek, the High Holy Priest of God. I am here at your request, dear child of God, Jay. Yes, I will be glad and honored to help you understand what is before you. Yes, your body is fatigued. The purification of energy in your body has caused you, your physical shell, to putter and groan in exhaustion this week. Be assured that your brothers and sisters are having fatigue also. The energy transformation will be totally amazing for you. Allow yourself to rest your mind and body as it calls for it. The ability to manifest is now at hand. As you bring your mind's thoughts, you shall be creating and manifesting. Be sure to create positively. Cancel all your negative or low vibrational thoughts so they do not manifest into your reality. Keep faith, beloved child of God, Jay. Many children of God will be in deep distress as they continue to create low vibrations. They will experience karmic creation. They will need your vibrational love and not condescending judgment to help lift them out of the discord they are or have created. Many low vibrational children of God will choose to exit this earth. They will still have to amend their karmic creation. Gaia, or Mother Earth, sends forth her new vibrational fifth dimensional energy. She warns that her life will no longer take toxic abuse, as she shall end abuse such as fracking, forest depletion, water pollution, by weather and earth shifts. She is calling forth her goddess energy and beauty, and due to the new higher fifth dimensional energy of love, will bring forth and heal all the suffering she has been forced to endure. Precious child of God, Jay, all is coming faster than we in the heavens have thought possible. Light workers like you, Jay, have already anchored the Christ light. Many must shift to the new fifth vibrational energy, and some will try to create mayhem. As we stay unified in oneness, the frequency of discord will lessen. Peace will rule on Gaia again. Do not be weary of this cleansing. so much more is happening to assist in the course of correction. Many star beings and planetary civilizations are helping in this release. The governmental control that warrants separation is coming to an end. War will soon be over, and people on this planet will live in unity. All will know telepathic communication, and false control will be limited and then eliminated. It is essential for all lower heavens to proceed, for all the lower heavens to proceed in this ascension along with Mother Earth. Many light workers will be needed here on Gaia for healing and consoling. Many light workers shall go on to help other planetary races ascend. Beloved child of God Jay, drink much water as your energy will be more conductive. You and all the children of God are doing so well. We in the heavens thank you. All will be blessed by the works being done. Remain in deep faith. In heaven there is only truth, and on earth there are many layers to truth. But soon all will know the truth and how much all have been controlled. In the blessing, loving essence of God, I leave you. Remember that the Christ consciousness dwells in every soul, and you are all children of the Creator. Much blessings, beloved child of God, J. Melchizedek. Well, there it is.
That was an awesome message.
Yeah, it was pretty, I wanted to, I'm wondering, I was having really bad fatigue this week. It was like I was drained and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't doing that much more. And, actually I was doing less because of the rain. But I guess that we're in a period of cleansing. In a later channeling that I did, it's going to be sometime after like May 25th is I'm going to cause another shift, and we're going to be at another level that is going to be exciting and more harmonious than it is even now.
Well, that's very wonderful for us to look forward to, isn't it?
It is exciting, and they said exactly what you guys said, drink water. And I was like, oh. So, well, anyways, let's just go right on to our next caller and see what they have to say. Let's go to 212.
Hi.
212. Hi, this is Simon. Where are you calling from?
This is Mary, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Mary.
Hey.
And welcome to the show. Do you have a question
for us? Yeah, it's funny that you were talking about drinking water. I've been drinking lots of water because I have a slight fever. But the water has been alleviating my fever somewhat. But my question is about my work situation. And I was just wondering if you happen to see any kind of new job developments, either a raise in my current position or a new job elsewhere.
Well, I'm getting... actually, that you have happy times ahead of you coming. And I'm getting that you're going to be having some happy times ahead of you, that you're going to make some new, positive, optimistic, long-term plans that are going to be bring you some real abundance.
Great.
I'm going to send you right over to Susie and see what she's getting, and then we'll go to Ellen.
I am actually getting for you, Mary, that you are going to have a new job opportunity. I'm not really getting, whether it's going to be a new job or a new position where you are. But I am asking my angels when this is going to be coming about for you, and they are giving me as soon as June.
Oh,
that's positive, nice. A job change for you, and I'm not necessarily a job, a completely new, different job, but it's going to be a positive new change for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
I wish you all the best with it.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Susie. That was great. Helen, what are you next, please?
Okay. I was getting what Susie was getting. I don't know if you're necessarily going to change jobs, but I just feel everything lightening up for you, because it's been a real big turmoil for you lately.
Yeah.
And I just think everything. Yeah, because when you were talking, I'm getting all this mashup. And then when Jay and Susie were talking, I could see the end of the light, the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely see what Susie is. And the people causing the problems, I know it's hard, but don't take it too personally. They do this with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You just happen to be the target for right now. But I think what's going to happen with those people, they're going to be moving on or moving out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. That's very promising.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's going to be voluntary or involuntary, but they're not going to be an issue, at least not with you anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's...
But you know who I'm talking
positive.
About, right?
Well, yes. I mean, essentially, it would be the president of the company, but, he's been digging his heels in, even though I report directly to the executive vice president, which is a newly created position as of last year, but, she hasn't been given much authority to do what she needs to do. And as a result, there's a domino effect. I don't have much authority. And, so it is impersonal. It's just that people are just, undercutting people's authority left and right. And I don't feel that I'm working at my potential, and yet I'm working very, very long hours doing very tedious work that nobody else wants to do, and I'm not getting paid to do that much work. And the job that I have is not meant for one person to do. It's really for a small department of at least two people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why I feel as though, if it's a systemic problem, maybe the best thing to do is to move on. I can't necessarily change the situation.
No,
the organization is bigger than the individual.
Right. But I think that whoever's above the president, and there is somebody above the president.
The board.
Yeah, exactly. Because eventually this is going to show up in all your details, in the efficiency and the productivity.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of like the mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's this, eventually it's going to show the board, and the board's just going to start at the top. And he can blame anybody he wants, and he will, but it all goes back to him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting what Ellen is, too, that the president is actually going to be moving on. And possibly the vice president, or, the person that you report to, too. I feel like she might be moving on, too. Hers is more questionable, though, but I think she's going to get an opportunity, and she might take it, but they're still saying she's indecisive about possibly seeking something else. So if she gets that twinge, like you are feeling about being disempowered, that she is going to also try to move out. So what I feel like you're going to move, that your advancement is going to be in your company that you are at. You know, that's what my gut said. It's actually going to be where you're at. So I would hold out and, you know, see how the, you know, there might be a small domino effect, in, like you said, and you just might be one of the dominoes that stands up, you know, and catches the good part of the game.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, they're saying good long term for you, so at least for me, that's what I'm getting. So, and it's pretty much what everybody said, kind of, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so any last words, guys?
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I will.
But make sure that, I mean, if there's an opportunity for you, look at it. But don't get all crazy. I mean, this is going to be working out.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, we're glad you called in, and please let us know, you know, how it goes.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, have a good night. Bye.
That was interesting because at first I was just like you got, Ellen, I was like, yeah, something's happening with the president already.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but then I was like, oh, that vice president position that, you know, she was talking about just 1 year old, that girl, she's thinking of moving out already.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so there is going to be change there.
Yeah, because when, you know, she was talking, I could just feel like sloshing boots through mud. You know what I mean? It got that kind of mashy, trudgy feeling. I just couldn't put it together until Susie started talking, you know? And then, aha, that's what the problem was.
You know, let's take a really quick music break. Is that okay, guys? And then
can I have a request?
Oh, no.
Sure.
I've got to play.
Go ahead.
What do you want?
I would like Katy Perry, Fireworks.
You know, it would be great if I could find Katy Perry, Fireworks.
I got it, Jay. I got it.
You need to send it to me in a download so that I can put it on an audio clip in the studio here.
Well,
so,
I know that it's on Dr. Ginny's playlist, but I can actually play. Yeah.
I'm looking at, it's not here, or I can't see it anyway.
Yes, because Dr. Ginny plays it for Susie all the time.
Well, I'm looking at the list. The thing is I can't, it's different. I got to just play Train and we'll talk about it. And just give me a second, okay?
Well, I got
Train. Well, you can't talk if you're playing music in your phone. So I would rather. Okay, let me just play Train by Calling All the Angels. So, hey, it's Reverend Jay, and I'm back here to, I didn't even realize that the music ended. It seems like Ellen is not feeling well and has decided to cut the show short. And, you know, after that discussion, we were, you know, we're wishing her the best, and we're keeping, you know, our callers in our prayers too. And I guess what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and have an early end to the show. I know there's people that are in the queue, but they don't have their hands up. And so how does that sound to you, Susan?
Well, if there's no one else that we can help right now, then that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, let's make it an early show tonight since it's bad weather and everything. And, you know, we thank you all for listening to us. We hope that we helped a lot of people. And thank you. And we'll be on next Sunday. And we'll be on hopefully from 8 to 10. And everybody be well. We have... we did just get another caller, but... there's nobody in the queue that has their hand raised. If you would like a reading, you need to raise your hand. You know, this is like the first time I don't call on them when their hand isn't raised. Isn't that good of me?
Well, press one.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to just end the show early, and we thank you very much for tuning in. And, oh, wait, we do have a caller. They did one raise their hand. So we'll just do it. Okay, Susie?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay, great.
It's You Are Girly 22.
What's that?
Hello. 646,
you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Christina, and I'm actually calling from Georgia right now.
Hi, Christina. Do you have a question for us?
It's going to be on career. I really am still looking for opportunities on the West Coast, but I still haven't been able to find anything there yet. And now I'm on the East Coast, you know, looking at the new prospective job. But I still really want to stay on the West Coast. So I wonder if things are going to pan out for me, or am I destined to go to another place and leave the city I am in right now?
I'm getting that things are going to start looking good for you. I'm going to send you to Susie and have her start with your reading, but I feel like, you know, right away they, you know, to me they said, oh, things are starting to look good for her. She just needs to be patient. So we'll see what Susie has up her sleeve to tell you.
Okay, Christina. What I got right away from the angels was, yes, that something is going to open up for you on the West Coast as far as a job is concerned. And I am getting... around July.
That late?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep,
well,
I'm giving you what I get, and I'm getting July.
Yeah, for some reason, even though I, you know, this new job opportunity on the East Coast seems like a great opportunity, but I just know, like, you know, in, you know, deep down that this is not the best thing for me. It could be better. That's, you know, and I don't know if that's my ego that's telling me it's not good enough, or that, you know, this is really my soul telling me that this is, you know, not good for you.
Nope. You're right on with your intuition. It's not the best job for you. I feel similar to Susie. I asked the same question. Is it the West Coast that she should be working in? And they said, yes. And then I said, well, when is she going to get a job then? And fortunately, they told me the exact same thing that Susie said, July. And but I did feel like it was, it looks like things are going to be very good, and just have patience at this time. Just think logically, and you'll know that your answer is right or wrong, is what they're saying. You know that the New York job has some things that are not going to be right for you.
Yeah, okay. And how am I going to, you know, that job that you see in July, will I be able to find it ahead of time, or is that when the job's going to start, which is in July? You know, are you able to tell the difference?
I just asked. It makes a difference on how you ask the question. They said, yeah, so you're going to actually, it's going to, you know, like a trickle through from June, you know, so you're actually, is she going to interview in June? Is that what she's doing? Yeah, you're going to be interviewing in June. Will she be hired in June? I think you'll actually even be hired in June, but you won't be working full time until July.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, it's in the hands of God now.
Right. Yeah. The thing is be positive about it, be patient, and, you know, put out to the universe what you really want. I don't know if you listened to the channeling that I did earlier, but now your thoughts are creating things where before, you know, like with the law of abundance and all those kind of things, you know, they were like, you have to, you know, make vision boards and you have to do all these things to have things manifest. But now we're at a new state of manifestation and creation, and your actual thoughts will create for you. So start thinking about the perfect job. Imagine yourself in that job. Feel it. You know what you want to do. Be the leader that you want to be in. You know, see yourself performing in that function. And, and do this, like, you only have to do it 10 minutes a day in meditation. And what you're doing, and the other thing that really works, too, is just say it verbally. You know, I want to be, you know, an executive vice president for whoever you want to be, the executive vice president, or I want to be,
I understand what you're saying. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. I've learned to stop struggling and just go with the flow.
Yes, and just, you know, the other thing that I do is I just place whatever my worry is, right, and just give it right to God. Father, I cannot take this anymore. I give it to you to handle for me. And once you let go, then it allows the flow to come to you. You don't have to do the work anymore. It's in God's hands. And, you know, if he isn't making it work out, it's not in your best and highest interest. You know, so therefore, you know, what's coming for you is going to be good, because it's going to be in your best and highest interest, because he only wants for you his willed perfect happiness. So, I feel like if you can just hold out, I know it's you'll be surprised that it'll be worth it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know. Any last words, Susie?
No, I agree with you, Reverend Jay. I definitely agree with you.
Okay. We wish you the best of luck. And please, you know, if you got more questions, you can call in, and we'd be glad to help you.
Thank you very much. You guys are just
absolutely
wonderful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful night. Susie, let's just go on to the next caller, okay?
Okay, Reverend Jay.
Okay. We're going to go on to 760. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Chuika. I'm calling from California.
Chuika, is it nice out there in California?
Yeah, today it is. It's like cloudy and cold. 'Cause 2 days ago it was like so hot and that's when all the fires were happening.
Oh.
But today is nice and cloudy, and that's the way I like it.
So, do you have a question for us, Chuika?
Yeah. I was wondering if you would be able to pick up on my husband. He's applying for a green card, so all he's waiting on is for his appointment in Mexico to go there and get an interview, and that's when they'll tell him yes or no. I was wondering if you'd be able to pick up on when he might be getting that interview. Is it anytime soon so we can save up more money?
Can you tell me his first name?
Yeah, it's Jesus.
I didn't hear that.
Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, Jesus.
And you're looking for a time frame for when he'll be getting his green card?
No, his appointment and what is?
Oh, in his appointment. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm Susie, are you on that?
Yes, I am getting June.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And June, oh, that's closer than we thought. That's better.
Yes, good news. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I was thinking like maybe it was going to be later because my sister, her boyfriend trying to get his papers and she's been in Mexico for like a year and a half already.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't want my husband. Do you see him going to Mexico and staying over there for a while or?
I see June for the appointment too.
Yes.
So our guys must. So now what are you asking? Is he going to go to Mexico and stay there for a while?
Yeah, because they have to go back, and sometimes they have to stay there for a couple of months.
He's going to go back and have to stay there.
No, I'm getting a no.
Oh, great. Dang. I'm so glad I decided to call in as soon as you guys said, well, we're going to hang up now. I was like, what? It's over?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have a happy outcome, and it's time to take a rest, you know, from your worry. So,
great.
Right. So definitely.
That's a relief.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
I definitely will. I'll definitely let you know how it goes. Thank you guys for taking my call at the last minute.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you have any other questions?
You guys want me to keep you busy? I got a list on the swing.
Well, we got other callers, but if you have another question, we'd be glad to
no.
help you.
I just want to see if my ancestors had anything to tell me.
If your ancestors have anything.
Yeah, on my guides.
Right away, I got a thing that says stop procrastinating. Are you not doing something you're supposed to be doing?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to think of what.
That you're procrastinating about? That you know that you have to do it, but you just aren't following through?
I keep telling myself I need to take some classes on certain things, or not just classes, but I've been trying to find like somebody that is like a healer, so that way they can teach me. I was told my ancestors were healers,
so
I was a healer, so I should try to do it.
That's what you need to stop procrastinating about. You are a healer, and you're really empathic. Like, you overfeel things. So,
is that why I cry too much?
They
had me on depression pills and Xanax because I started getting anxiety this last year for no reason that I think.
It's very much related to your sensitivity is related to your, that you're empathic. So what you want to do, I would highly suggest that you check into some classes on healing, because I don't feel like you need that medication. I'm not telling you to get off of it. I'm not a doctor.
No, I understand you.
Right. We can't prescribe. But I think you'll be surprised if you take some classes that you'll be like, well, maybe what I'm feeling, I'm supposed to feel. Because a lot of times when you're empathic, you are so sensitive that you cry all the time and you think, oh, it's depression. Depression is always what it's diagnosed as. But it's not really depression. It's really just that you're in touch with your feelings. And as you welcome and cleanse and release, you know, some of your sadness, just say, I release this. It will go. You know, this, you can say, this sadness has served me. I release it, and it will go. It wants you to, it's when you're doing the work like we do, it wants you to address what is present. And when it's present, then you can either, you know, grow from it, you can learn from it, or you can bottle it up and have to repeat it, or you can release it, you know. So there's a lot of different ways to handle information. So be really positive about knowing that it's okay to be sensitive. It's okay to cry. Those are your real emotions. It doesn't mean that you're depressed. It means that, you know, your body's telling you something, your mind's telling you something. The other thing, though, that I want you to do is, I don't know if you've heard about it, it's called the Diamond Dome of Protection. And you just ask Archangel Michael to bring you a Diamond Dome of Protection. And as soon as you get out of bed in the morning, just say, Archangel Michael, I ask you to surround me in a Diamond Dome of Protection. Thank you. And that's all you have to do. Yeah.
Okay.
And what that does, when you're empathic, you pick up other people's feelings. And so when your friends are sad, or when your relatives are sad, or whoever, you pick up their energy. But that Diamond Dome will keep their energy off of you. Right. You will only be having your own emotions. So it's really important to do it every single morning. You know, just do it, like, every time you go in the morning to get up and go and take a pee, right on your way there, you know, just call in Archangel Michael. It's hard to remember it to begin with, but once you start doing it, you'll be surprised that you won't have other people's energy attaching, and you won't be as sad.
Oh, okay. I'll start doing that. I haven't heard of that, but I'll start doing that. And
try
I'll let you guys for sure let you know how it goes.
Definitely.
Okay.
I've had a lot of success with people with that. So we wish you the best of luck, and definitely let us know.
Yes, I will. I'll let you go to get to those other callers now. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, that was great. Okay, this person is actually has a name, and I don't know the person personally, but I know of her. Her name's Mary Lou Who. And
hello.
Mary Lou. Hi, Mary Lou. You're on the phone.
Hi, thanks.
This is Reverend Jay and Susie B. How are you tonight?
Good. Hi, Jay and Susie B.
Hello, Mary Lou.
I have played with you in many chat rooms, Mary Lou.
What's your chat room name? What is your chat room name?
Reverend J.
Oh, Rev J? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think we lost them.
Oh, that would explain why it's fine.
So what is your question, Mary Lou?
Can I just ask for a general? Is that possible?
Sure. Okay. The first thing that I'm getting for you is that you have a desire to move on from something. I believe it's you're going to have more spiritual and emotional growth.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you working on that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm back,
but I missed the question. So could you repeat
it? Okay. It's a general reading, and I've given Mary Lou a desire to move on from something, and a search for something more meaningful, and I'm getting lots of spiritual and emotional growth for her.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mary Lou, what I'm getting for you is that you're feeling like you're trapped. It's an illusion. It's something that you're believing in yourself, that, you know, that you're being held back or that you have a block. And all it really is just a lack of self-confidence. And so they're saying, don't be afraid to take action. You have the abilities that you, I guess you feel like you don't have the abilities, but you actually have a lot of amazing abilities. So does that resonate with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know something, what I was saying is, you know, I don't know, I always said Mary Lou who, or, you know, I always did something funny in the chat room to you, and I never really talked to you before, but interestingly, though, when I got into your energy field, I feel like you're so talented, and I'm wondering what, you know, is it just fear?
Apparently.
Just remember with fear, I'm just going to tell you something which you probably already know, is that unless you're being attacked, physically attacked or verbally attacked, there is no need for fear. It's an illusion. It's something that the ego tells you so that you, experience, false sense of self-worth or false sense of confidence or false sense of ability, because it doesn't want you. It wants you to stay in having the ego control. Once you release that ego fear, which it is an illusion unless you're being attacked, you will be shocked at how I feel like your gifts are really strong. I think you know they're really strong. The best thing to do is do it with friends. Just start using your gifts on your friends. Do it for free to begin with, and you'll start being surprised at how it will come to you. You know, I think you already know it's coming to you. You're just afraid to use it for some reason.
Are you talking about my spiritual gifts or my physical talents?
No, I think it's your spiritual gifts.
Okay.
You know, I think you're actually quite intuitive. I think that you could be a great healer. I feel like, you could actually read as good as I do if you wanted to.
Yeah, I have read on psychic hotlines and stuff, but it's not something I would label myself as. You know, it's, I wouldn't quit my day job. That's how I would put it.
Yeah, well, it depends if you're working where you're really happy, you know, or not. You know, that's the difference. But I feel like, you know, your abilities are all there, and I'm wondering why you wouldn't try to take it to the next level.
I have been trying, but like I said, I don't brag about it, and I don't sell it.
Right. It does get to a point where it does feel like you might sell it, and I don't really sell it either. You know, I don't have to. I have so much in my life. You know, I run a nonprofit organization. I write music. I raise children. I, you know, am a homeowner. You know, plus I do a lot of this work to help people, because believe it or not, what you're missing is what you actually do will help people. And I can tell you that I've helped hundreds of people. I've helped men and women. It seems like the majority of people that I help are women, but I have helped many men too. And I've helped people through distance healing. You know, I've actually done psychic surgery and actually performed surgeries that have healed people, where they, you know, were having back issues that because of discs and stuff like that. I've worked on people who were blind. And just as I do those things, almost all my healing I've done, I initially did all of it free. And it hasn't been until recently that I've actually made any money doing it. Only because, just like you, I did not want to promote myself or sell it, you know. But since I'm doing it all the time anyways, and it really is helping people, there is what's called reciprocity. And a lot of times people will heal more when they choose to share in the healing, and if that is a small financial price, then, you know, it's to both persons' benefit. So don't feel bad about charging.
I only feel bad about charging if it's not very good, like if I didn't get a really...
Mary
well,
because you have days,
you got to gain your confidence.
Right. It may not be good to you, but you don't know the result of the person that you read for. You'll be surprised on that, too. I have done stuff where I thought, oh, it didn't work very well, especially like I did a healing on a blind person. But, you know, and the girl said, you know, I'm switching out my glasses. And then, you know, then later she reported to me that she went back to her other glasses. They have to also have confidence too, you know, so
yeah.
I felt like that didn't go well, but, you know, the truth is that she literally went to different glasses. I feel like, you know, I know I did the work the way that I was supposed to, you know, and therefore it was her choice on the healing, you know, to accept the healing or not accept the healing. And sometimes when you think that you don't read a person well, sometimes you don't get people's energy. You know, sometimes you can't get in their field. You know, they have walls up or protection or whatever, and they don't really want you in there. So, you know, it all is how it's supposed to be.
I had to laugh. You know? Last week I called a girlfriend, and as I was calling her, I kept on getting that her mother died, and then I had a conversation with myself in my head that her mother's already dead, so her mother couldn't have died. Maybe her father died. Well, her father's not dead. That can't be it. Why do I keep thinking that her mom died? And her husband answers the phone and said, her stepmother just died, and they're planning the funeral. So
right.
What worthless information I have. I can call people up and tell them that the people that they already know are dead are dead. That's not worth very much.
Well, it's not that. It's that the reason why is because you're not utilizing it all the time. The reason why I'm getting so many hits all the time on the psychic information is because I'm doing it all the time now. Back when I started, and I think, you know, you've been around as long as I have, 3 or 4 years, you know, I wasn't getting hits all the time either. I wasn't doing it all the time. So now I kind of am in the essence all the time, and so the information kind of floods to me. Now I'm channeling. Now I'm, you know, a lot of things are, I'm still not doing great medium work. You know, like, it's hard for me to call in the dead for some reason. Now the other day I did a reading and a dead son came through. So, you know, it's all on practice, or, you know, and...
Well, dead people come to me. I just don't understand what the message is. Like, I feel them. I know they're there. Sometimes I even know who it is. If it's for me, I usually don't necessarily know who it is. But I can't squeeze what that... I can't translate a lot of times.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that
so,
I can.
What you need to do is you need to meditate with your guides and say, I am not getting my messages clear. I need clearer messages. And so by doing that, your guides will, you can even say, what I did, because I wasn't getting my messages clear, was I said, I want to hear everything in three. I want to hear it three times so that I know I'm getting true and accurate information. You know, and then all of a sudden I started getting, yep, 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 no, no, no. So, seriously. And so now I still get everything in three. I still get those, yep, 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 or good, 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 really happy, really happy, really happy. You know, or, you know, and so it is about clarifying it with your guides. If you have a meeting that's next to you, you know, a person that's coming from the, you know, that's passed on, and you're not understanding what they're saying, you can turn to them, just turn to them
it's
and say, I am unsure what you're trying to tell me, and you need to either slow down and make it more clear, or you need to move on. And what they'll do is they'll sometimes they're speaking at such a high rate that you can't hear the message, and if they slow it down, it'll start being more audible to you, because it sounds like you're not getting the audible connection.
No, sometimes I'm getting the feeling, and I can't understand what the feeling is.
Well, then ask the question. You know, I'm getting this feeling, but I don't understand it. Please clarify it. You know, and by putting out the question, you will get a different response or knowing or however you get it.
Can I ask a direct personal question?
Yes.
Do you see my love life improving?
Who sees the best on love life? Is Mary Lou's love life going to be improved? I'm getting yes. Susie, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to tell her?
I have a yes.
I got a yes, too. Do you have a time frame for her?
I'm getting that. I'm working on that.
I'm getting August, but...
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing.
Okay.
Somebody new coming for you in August.
I was getting August, right? Susie's, you know, we've been right on tonight, Susie. Did you notice that?
Yes, we have. Our guides and angels are conversing, and we are getting the same, which is awesome confirmation.
It is, because when Susie and I started working together, we weren't getting the same information. And it was really difficult. And you know what happened is we, like you, Mary Lou, and this is a good experience for you, we weren't getting the same information, and we had to tell it anyway. Because that's how you own what you're getting, is you have to say it whether, you know, it contradicts what you think. You know, I've heard Susie say, yes, that person's getting a job, and I heard my guide say, no. So, and it was so hard to say the opposite.
I go with the opposite, even if I'm the only one.
Right, you have to.
I go with whatever I got, no matter what.
Right, you have to. That was what I was trying to tell you.
So, any other details about August?
Pardon?
any other details about what's coming in August?
Actually, the show has actually ended a few minutes ago. So I'm going to please feel free to call in next week. Okay.
Okay.
And if you call in a little bit earlier, we can talk to you a little bit longer. And I'm sorry about the other callers that didn't get on. The show is between 8 and 10 p.m. every Sunday, and we're more than glad to answer your questions, and I'm sorry we didn't get to you this week. Thank you all, and thank you, Mary Lou, for calling in, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Mary Lou.
Thank you, Susie. That was a great show, and thank you, everybody who's listening and still in the queue. So we're going to end the show now. Have a nice night, everybody. Bye-bye.